There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, hello, friends. Welcome to the Tara Styles podcast. My goodness, it's me and my microphone. Yes. All right. I had this idea. I was thinking of us together, and I wanted to refresh a little bit and start the beginning of each episode here with a nice meditation. So I thought that could be kind of a cool way to begin. So whatever the episode is about, if it's just me chatting about a topic or taking your voicemails and having conversations or interviewing a lovely author or a friend, I thought we could always start with a meditation. So let's begin. All right, this meditation is on finding softness, finding the softness within and noticing how that feels, kind of trying it on for yourself and essentially taking it out into the day with you. When you have softness, you have grace, you have ease, you have comfort in the uncomfortable things, you have joy in the simple things. There's huge benefits to moving around your life with this quality of softness. So let's get into it. First, find a comfortable place. Shift around a little bit side to side, easy forward and back. Bring your feet on the ground or feet tucked up on the couch, whatever it is. Let yourself find a comfortable position. And start to notice how you feel here. Notice what's going on with you. What are you aware of? Any sensations happening in your insides, in your gut area? What do you feel? What are you aware of? What's happening with you mentally, emotionally, spiritually? What's going on with you? Just simply notice. Don't have to do anything about what you notice. Simply notice. No need to try to change or fix or figure out anything right now. Simply notice. And let your whole self soften. A little bend in your elbows, a little bend in your shoulders, all of your physical, mechanical, bendable parts. And let your whole self soften. Emotionally, mentally. Notice what happens with your breath. Every inhale, filling you up, expanding, making more space and room inside. Every exhale, release, relax, making it even easier to be here, to be you right now, more joyful, more light, more energetic. And simply notice how you feel. When you're ready, gently open your eyes. Amazing. Hope you feel something nice, something useful. It's a good time to reflect on what's going on with you. Reflect on how that went for you. If you like to write things down, it's a good time to write things down in your notes app or on a good old-fashioned piece of paper. I've got them kind of everywhere around our house here, always writing little notes. Oh, I just thought about that, or this came up. So stay with that thread in a way. All right. So today, it's just me. You're stuck with me. I am excited to share on the topic of softness, surprise, surprise. And there's this cool area of softness that is exciting, maybe a little confusing. And I like to call it the myth of softness here. Excuse me. We're all getting over a little bit of a cold, I guess, whatever the new strain that's going around. So I feel fine. It's just that forever throat tickle happening here. I had coffee with a friend of mine I used to work with for W Hotels, and he was brought onto the team. I had already been on the team for a few years. I like to stay with partnerships for a long time. Maybe we'll sign a contract for 2 years, but I kind of wiggle my way in to stay for as long as it makes sense because I like the loyalty. I like family. I like creating family with work partners and friends, and I just love the familiarity of creating with the same people and the longevity of that. I've always loved that. So we're going for a couple years and I'm traveling around doing all these cool projects. I'm on the key cards at every single W Hotel. It's just beyond my wildest dreams, all these cool things that are happening, leading retreats at all these beautiful destinations from Bali to the Maldives to all around America, Europe, Barcelona, just so much fun. And at the same time, Strala was getting busier and busier, more global and more global. And I was working with Reebok too. So I had just so many cool things happening. Really grateful for that time. And I had coffee with my friend the other day who used to work on that project again toward the end. And he said, I have so many questions for you. He said, one, and really took this as a compliment. It was really cool. He said, you're one of my friends, only friends, that has really seemed to, at least from the outside, figured out how to have a good business. You support your family. You have this community, the, what's it called, street cred, the shiny things that other people, you know, kind of look at and say, oh, you've done this and done that and done this and done that. And everything is sustainable. And also you have this slow pace of life. You spend time with your kid. You spend time with your partner. You spend time with your family. You even moved to Illinois for a few years and you do things like that. And I said, well, that's kind of cool that you notice because it's definitely a priority of mine. And it kind of always has been in a way. I just didn't have a family before. I mean, I always had my original family, but I didn't have Daisy. Mike and I were both doing this together. So it felt okay to be bouncing around the globe and it didn't feel like, oh, I need to be home and rest and recover. It was the time to go and do things for sure. And I feel like that time is coming again. So I thought, okay, well, this is cool. But I think it just comes down to a lot of luck in my who I got to meet over the years and who I was able to convince to work with me and do projects and a lot of luck of people coming into our studio and a lot of luck of my own to have the energy and the health to share and connect and to just continually do things. I love to do things. I'm a let's make stuff happen. I don't care how big or how small it is. It just is fun for me to create. I know a lot of you all are similar out there. So maybe that's part of the superpower there. But also it's important to pay attention to how you feel along the way. And this practice of softness has really given me that ability to actually notice what's going on with me. And when you notice what's going on with you, you have this choice. Okay, I can ignore, I can suppress, I can put myself in the corner and say, not right now. The adults in the room are talking, you know, how some people do to little kids. Or I can say, huh, what's happening? Does this part of me need attention? Is there some clues here from the universe or just my health that are saying slow down or do this or do that or whatever? And this practice of softness has really given me that energy, really given me that home base in a way. And then my friend asked another interesting question. He was full of these very good conversation starters. He said, well, you're very chill, you're very yin energy, and I'm very yang energy. And how do you kind of do the things you need to do when you kind of need more oomph? And I'm thinking, wow, that's so fascinating that you see me like that. I work hard to be relaxed. I work hard to calm myself down. My experience of being myself is, I wouldn't categorize my experience as being chaotic, but very high energy, very high, doing things and always an idea churning around, always something going on in my mind and my desire to express and connect and do all of these things. So I feel, I suppose, more on the yang side of things. And I work diligently to balance myself through these softness practices so I'm more in harmony. And I said, I think there's this myth of softness here, what you're really getting at. And it was really cool because he practices Tai Chi and Qigong as well and yoga. But really, Tai Chi and Qigong talk about this in Shiatsu and a lot of the healing arts. Softness is not the opposite of strength. It's not the opposite of power. It's the quality and the readiness that makes true power possible for you to reach your true power potential. Is that even a thing? And also for you to feel good along the way or not work extra hard in the wrong directions, to not force, to not push, to not struggle, for you to be able to do the thing that you're doing with only the amount of energy that you need so you can do more. Not so only you feel better and relaxed and yay, but so you can do more. And the more I started learning about Tai Chi and Qigong and Shiatsu and the healing arts when I first started digging into this stuff, about 10 years ago when Mike finally was like, hey, I think you'd like Tai Chi. A lot of what you're doing with yoga, like move how it feels good and don't hurt yourself and listen to yourself. All of these cues, all of these, this way about you, that says it very clearly in Tai Chi. And then I'm like, okay, let's learn about Tai Chi, Tara, duh. And then same thing with how I love creating relationships with people. Body position, finding the right distance, finding the right angle, connecting with touch, not to manipulate or push or put someone in a different position, but to connect and guide and see what's possible in the relationship, not in me imposing myself on someone. And I was always interested in all of that through the leading of yoga. And then it took Sam Berlind, our Shiatsu teacher, to come to class and say, hey, Tara, I think what you're doing here is the idea of Shiatsu. And I'm thinking, well, maybe I should actually learn Shiatsu so I can get some more language around this for myself, my own understanding, and actually get some more specific practice so I could be more effective in my yoga leading, more effective in my understanding of life and what's going on. So softness really is everything.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Before the Big Bang, this isn't true, but I feel like this in my own self. Before the Big Bang, maybe there was an even bigger softening. You need to be ready in order for action to happen. I asked my friend Rudy Tanzi and Deepak Chopra, I was like, is that possible? Before the Big Bang, was there this universal like, relax, soften? And they said no, but I'm thinking maybe in, you know, some light years away of understanding, maybe there'll be some more softness stuff in space, because it's definitely true in nature and it's definitely true in the physicality of the human physical and emotional and mental and spiritual experience. Softness is what makes everything possible. Movement, non-movement, softness is what makes the possibility of movement there without even moving, which is very cool. If you're in a ready position and you're not tense, you're ready. You're actually ready. If you're in a ready position and you're tense, you're not ready. You're only ready to become more tense. And this is so cool because you can practice it in your life all of the time. Hence, I'm here chatting into a silly microphone. And I love this opportunity because we do this in our yoga practice with Strala Yoga all the time, all day long, every day on the Strala Yoga app. And I love it. And I love the connection with people about softness. We don't have so often the chance to just sit and chat about it. I mean, we do a lot though in our trainings, and we're doing a monthly softness workshop. So you can check that out on the app if you haven't practiced it already. So we're wiggling in more places to chat about it before and after class for sure. But it's humongous, it's powerful, and it's missing from our culture. It's missing from how we're doing basically everything. So there's this myth of softness that it's great for when you relax, when you want to recharge and recover, go ahead and soften. But when it's time to really do and accomplish and get things done, you need to be, oh. And there's the myth. Softness is neutral. Softness has just as much to do with relaxation as it does to do with effort. It's not one or the other. It's the thing that makes everything possible. It's the base layer in a way. So how do we practice? We get in a comfortable position. There's kind of mistake number one. A lot of us, I mean, kind of culturally, we're all brainwashed in a way that we need to be uncomfortable in order to make anything happen. There's even this, you know, it always goes around, make sure you're uncomfortable for 5 minutes a day. And what does that really mean? It's sort of make sure you're stressing yourself out for 5 minutes a day or whatever the latest trendy prescription is. And softness challenges that. The rules of nature challenge that. It's not about being comfortable or uncomfortable. It's about being ready all of the time. It's not relax or do. It's ready all of the time. And it's really easy to get stressed out if you're ping-ponging yourself between I'm relaxing, I'm resting, I'm taking a break, or I'm aggressive, I'm doing, I'm going for it, I'm punching it, I'm what are the words? They've erased from my vocabulary. I'm crushing it. That's the word, you know. Ready all of the time. When you're ready all of the time, you can crush it all of the time. When you're crushing it all of the time, you're just creating more force, more stress, more struggle, more inaction, more inability for you to actually have your true power, have your true creativity, have your access to you. So softness gives you access to you. And how do we get it? What the heck is it? It's a ready state. So being comfortable in body position, your alignment, your all the time alignment. Now yoga gets really silly about alignment because it says, okay, I'm in this pose and I need to then move my shoulder down and turn my pinky this way and turn my big toe that way and then flex my quad and release my thigh and then outwardly spiral my hip flexors and inwardly spiral my pelvis. And it becomes a game of twister instead of moving your whole self in harmony from the inside out. When you move your body from your center, the rest of you starts to go along for the ride. You're putting your hands and your feet and your knees and your legs in places, but you're not moving your hand from your pinky muscle finger or your shoulder or this or that. You can, but it's stress-inducing. It's busying yourself with unproductive behavior. So when you move from your center, yeah, your hands are going to go on the ground into all fours, but you're moving, you're giving yourself that head start from your center, which is creating harmonious movement and a harmonious feeling and a connection from yourself and everything around you. It's what makes you feel good to yourself and what makes you feel good to others. If you're walking around having a good day because of whatever, you're naturally going to click into moving more from your center, moving more from softness, moving more from harmony. And those are the moments when you feel good to you and other people feel good when they're around you. When you're moving in a jerky, stressed, pointed way, your head's out, your neck's out, you're worrying about things, unnecessarily worrying about things. That's when you don't feel good to you, and that's when it doesn't feel good for other people to be around you. And this is a huge motivating factor for myself to move from my center because I want to feel good for myself and I want other people to feel good around me. And we can all do this, which is so cool. So first soften. Let your whole self soften. And maybe that's the hardest part. Maybe you're like, oh, Tara, whatever. I don't have time to soften. You don't have time to not soften. If you're walking around rigid and stressed and tense, you are wasting time. You are out of the flow and you know it. And there's no convincing from me that's going to change that. It's something that comes from the inside. There's no level of success that's going to make you feel at peace. There's no outward circumstance that's going to make you feel better for the long term, maybe for one tiny moment in time. Yay, I accomplished this thing, but then, back to stress, back to tense. So why not give softness a chance now, right in the middle of what's going on with you? No matter your level of reaching your goals, softness now. Softness is your superpower. With softness, you become accessible to you. You become ready. You're able to do more with less effort. And this is the myth. What about all that other effort? You use it too. You don't just not use it. You use it too. That way you're not getting just a little bit further. You're getting much, much further. And you feel good in the process. So just a little bit on the myth of softness for today. You can always practice with us on Strala Home, the Strala Yoga app. We are so grateful for all of our members. And it's knitting season here for me. It's always knitting season here for me. So I'm going to be knitting a hat a month for members and giving one away. So if you would like to win a hat, I just hand these hats out randomly when I see people too. So maybe you'll be a random hat person. And if you don't want a hat, no problem. I'm totally not offended. But my goal is to really, I've knit hundreds and hundreds so far for friends and family and community. And it just makes me so happy to give them away and protect the minds and cozy the minds, the geniuses that you are out there, and make you feel better, feel good and connected and calm. So if you'd like to win a hat knitted by me from Wool in the Gang yarn, it's beautiful wool, beautiful colors. All you have to do is be a member of Strala Home, the Strala Yoga app, and comment on any of the videos we have about how you're feeling, about what's going on, about how the practice went for you, and also just sneak the word hat into the comment somewhere at the end. And bonus points if you can leave a review, a written review of our Strala Yoga app on the Apple Store. I've never asked for reviews. I know people look there that are just kind of discovering us, and we have all great reviews, the few that are there, all great ones. And we have a really healthy membership base too. But I know these kind of many, many reviews come from companies that either just do them themselves or ask friends and ask members to review. So if you would be so kind to review the Strala Yoga app in the App Store, bonus points for you for that. And I'll try to get as many hats out to people that I can. So big hugs, and let us know any way we can help with anything that we can be useful for. We've got a lot of really fun events coming up. Let's see. This weekend, I'm doing a fun event, a friends and family yoga class at our friend's farm upstate New York a little bit. We have Geneva, Switzerland coming up in the summer on the end of June. 2-day intensive next year. I'm doing a writer's retreat with my friend Anne Garvin in Tuscany. It's going to be amazing. There's only a few spots available. It's this beautiful thing. Anne will be teaching book writing. I will be also teaching some book writing, leading some yoga. It's going to be amazing. And if this is fun, we'll do it annually. So we'll see how that goes. And I'm leading another retreat in the Dolomites, Italy in November. No, sorry. When is that one? September. And I think it's September. I have to check again. And we're going to Berlin for the 200 hour. I really need to be looking at the website for this. There's so many things. Berlin for the 200 hour Strala training in November of 2024. And now I'm thinking, when the heck is the Dolomites retreat? Okay, I will put it all in the notes of this. It's going to be amazing. I just have to get the tickets and see you there. So lots of great things coming up. We're a little too early to announce, but in the beginning stages of looking for studio spaces up here in Connecticut, not too far from New York City if you want to take a day trip up. So we'll see how it all plays out. Just doing the things with softness and ease. So anyway, come join us on the Strala Yoga app. We love practicing with you and are so grateful for your practice, sharing of your practice. And thanks so much for being here, listening to the Tarot Cells podcast. So big hugs. Thanks so much. And see you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.